From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we focus on a back-to-school treat held in Clarendon aimed at preparing children for the new school term. Over 500 children benefited from a back-to-school treat held at the Clarendon Youth Information Center on Saturday, August 29. The event was organized by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, in partnership with DHL, One Jam Foundation, the Voices for Jamaica Today Foundation, the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the Clarendon Youth Information Center. The treat was geared towards physically and mentally preparing children between the ages of 3 to 12 for the new school term.
What was surprising was that the first birthday from until 9 o'clock, even though the event started at 10. The event started with devotion, the volunteers from different organizations like Clarendon Youth Information Center, Nelson Foundation, and churches and other organizations who volunteered were there, and we had a wonderful time with the kids. And after devotion, we have charged. So each organization that was present were asked to give the children a 5-minute charge on what the do's and don'ts and going back to school, what to expect, what not to expect. The children were very attentive. As it relates to entertainment, the children were asked to come up and participate in dancing, singing, in the national anthem, the plays, and in the EOS, and of course, CSJP, and they enjoyed the day.
Community Liaison Officer for Canaan Heights, Vandenella Bailey. Miss Bailey says the children expressed their delight with the hosting of the event.
They were asking when is the next event, and they really enjoyed it. They went up and danced like Michael Jackson. They didn't want to go home, but even the event ended at 2, and the CSJP teacher was leaving. There's still students who didn't want to go home.
The event also had an impact on the community liaison officer.
Sometimes I believe that students just need a time to get a breath of fresh air where they can relax and, you know, apart from school, enjoy themselves. And just see them on that day, enjoying themselves. I mean, even though different organizations collaborated to make this event successful, when questions were being asked, like who are the sponsors of this event, most of the students' hands were up and they were telling us about CSJP, and that in itself made me realize that CSJP has been doing an awesome job in the past of Clarendon.
Project Coordinator and Secretary for Voices for Jamaica Today Foundation, Alicia Jones, says the treat was held in the interest of the children.
I must say a big thank you to CSJP, Vandenella Bailey, that supported us through planning right up to the day of the event. Also, the Chevron Nelson Foundation, who provided volunteers for us on the day to help monitor and do a distribution. I have to thank Carissa, Clarendon Youth Empowerment Officer. She helped us to host the event on the day. And Chevelle Campbell from the Clarendon Youth Information Center, she also played a big role in assisting us with the planning.
Natoya Coley, whose niece benefited from the back-to-school treat, is thankful for the items that were provided.
She got a juice bottle, got a book, a pack of crayons, markers, pencil, a hand sanitizer, she got a pencil case, a ruler, a scissors, and a bottle of glue with the bag. We would like to extend a special thank you for all the folks that was involved in making the treat possible, especially to Ms. Vandenella Bailey for calling and submitting the name.
That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.